the weekly Five Stripes Preview.
And it's punched in for a goal!
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Coddy. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. The way banking should be.
All right, let's do it. Our Five Stripes Preview with our man Mike Conti. He'll have the call for you Sunday. Mike Conti, before we get things rolling, I know we have been talking about a 5 o'clock kick. I think Jimmy Vance came to me yesterday, said it is actually 5:30. Can you confirm, sir?
Confirmed. 5:30.
5:30. Okay, so just to make sure for Atlanta United fans, you'll listen to the Falcons, then you'll have the United coming on at 5:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, what do you expect in the second leg of this playoff matchup against NYCFC?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Atlanta United has a couple different approaches they can take to this match, and I think what they're going to do is just play their game. That's kind of the way they've handled it all year, where they're not going to let the situation that they're in affect the style in which they play. They're not going to be influenced in any way by the fact that New York City is going to have to be aggressive and try to chase goals because they are down in this series right now. But there is a school of thought that tells you that Atlanta United knows any draw of any score, doesn't matter how many goals New York City scores, as long as Atlanta United gets a draw, they're going through. Your priority right now is to survive in advance, get through to the Eastern Conference Final. So there is a school of thought that maybe Atlanta United would be very conservative, maybe try to park the bus. I don't think they would do that unless they got a goal or two. And I think the value of the first goal on Sunday is going to be incredibly vital. If New York City does not score the first goal on Sunday, if Atlanta United gets an early goal, then you're going to see a very desperate New York City side that I think is already out of gas, a club that has not played well at all on the road this year. 4-9-4 on the road, 0-4-1 in their last five road matches. It could get ugly if Atlanta United gets that first goal. So the early goal is critical, Carl, but I really think Atlanta United's just going to play their game the way they did up at Yankee Stadium last week.
And isn't that a thing, Mike, we talked about earlier this year and even at times in last season? We're just not good at taking the foot off the gas. I mean, and for those who are not familiar that aren't soccer hardcore fans, when you're a team that likes to counter, in some cases because we're so athletic and attacking, we'll see guys, basically they just park the bus, put a bunch of bodies in the defensive sector, if you will. And I just know if we do that well, Mike, we're just not conditioned to play that way, are we?
They've had to play it that way at times, but, yeah, it's not the way they feel comfortable with playing, if that makes any sense. So,
right.
Look, again, New York City's chasing goals right now. I mean, they know that even a 1-0 win does not necessarily get them through. That would only get it to extra time. They need to go in here on Sunday and get multiple goals, which means they're going to be sending a lot of guys forward. Atlanta United is going to have opportunities on the counter. And New York City, I gave you their road record, 4-9-4 this year, not comfortable playing on a regulation pitch. They have that advantage at Yankee Stadium playing on a glorified futsal pitch, basically, which is narrow and, barely 100 yards long, if that. To play on that wide regulation pitch at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, New York City is going to be very, very uncomfortable going into this match, and that is going to give Atlanta United opportunities to come forward. What they need to do, Mike, is convert. I mean, we don't want to be having a discussion Monday after the match about conversion rate. That would not be good. I would not predict a very good day Monday if we're talking about that.
He is Mike Conti. It's our Five Stripes Preview here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. More about the Falcons coming up. We'll get to on the sidelines with the Dogs here in about 15 minutes. And the latest as we look at the Auburn Dogs matchup and also the college football playoff rankings. Mike David Villa, we held him in check. If you are them, how do you try to get him more involved?
I don't know if there's really a whole lot more you can do to get him involved. He had the ball. He just couldn't get shots off.
Right.
I think that was the first time since he's gotten to MLS where he didn't have a shot on goal. I'm almost positive of that. I hope I'm remembering that stat correctly. Now, New York City did not have a shot on target the whole match, which is unheard of for them at Yankee Stadium. So they did a pretty good job at getting him the ball. Atlanta United did a better job of getting in front of him, and that's Parkhurst, and that's Larentowicz, and that's Garza, and that's LGP. LGP had an awesome game. I think the other thing that Atlanta United is probably, I'm not going to say they're going to try to do this, but something they may want to think about, there are ways that you can rattle Mr. Villa a little bit. Mm-hmm. A decade ago, he was the world's best player. He's not the world's best player anymore. He's still a very good player, but he was the world's best player about a decade ago. We saw David Villa play a very on the edge match on Sunday as far as almost getting kicked out the game. And now you have Mark Geiger as center referee coming up on Sunday, someone who is not shy to throw cards, not shy to throw yellow cards and red cards. I'm not saying you want to do anything that would provoke Villa into getting into a confrontation, but I do think there are ways where if Atlanta United kind of goes at him a little bit, especially on the attack, you may get him frustrated. You may see him do something that he is not accustomed to doing, and maybe that's a way to take him out of the match mentally, where if you throw up a quick yellow card on him, everything could change.
Because remember, Joseph Martinez sacrifices the body, getting in close proximity to that sort of bicycle kick attempt.
Yeah.
So many good things, and we talked about it with you the other day, about LGP, when it got chippy, he gave it right back. Garza, mm-hmm. the same thing. So, and again, there was, and that's even not the half of it, because there was even more photo documentation of New York City FC doing some really squirrely stuff that the refs didn't catch. So, I'm with you, Mike. I think we keep our poise. Maybe Mr. Eric Rometty could have something to say with that, because he's kind of the Esatikinen. There's an NHL reference of, United.
Well, you know, Mike, I would not downplay his skill as a goal scorer, because, after all, he is the leading goal scorer in MLS playoff history for Atlanta United.
Remember, and his first goal as a pro, that's what makes it. And Loretta was going to just shoved him in the ball into the net. Either way, he was Johnny on the spot.
He literally walks it into the net, and we're calling it a golazo. But, no, I mean, Rometty, he's vital in all of this, and he's someone that Atlanta United did not have when they played to these draws against New York City in April and in June. Rometty was not there, so he's an added element to this as well. Thing I know that I'm a little concerned about with Rometty is that he did pick up a yellow card this past Sunday at Yankee Stadium. A lot of people don't know this. In the playoffs, once you accumulate just two yellow cards, you are suspended. It's a draconian rule. I think it's ridiculous. But now you have Rometty, you have Villalba, and I hate you have Joseph Martinez all playing on yellow cards. And if you advance to the Eastern Conference Final, you cannot afford at all to have any of those three players suspended for an Eastern Conference Final match. So that's something I'm very, very concerned about going into this match on Sunday with a referee like Geiger who throws a lot of yellow and red cards.
How much time does Miggy see?
Ooh, really good question. I think he'll give you more than 45. I thought that was a very courageous, gutsy effort by Miguel Almiron to give you the 45 minutes that he could give you at Yankee Stadium. He was definitely not 100%, but, boy, he was very productive for the 45 minutes in which he played. And we saw the same work rate that we've seen from Almiron all year, denied a goal because of VAR. Well, you know, we've been through all that, whatever. I think the plan is you're going to start Almiron. You hope he can give you 60. If he still feels good after 60, leave him in there. I think it's the same plan as it was at Yankee Stadium. I don't know this for sure, but I think it's reasonable to assume that you start with Almiron, and when Almiron taps out, then you bring in Tito. Because it seems as though right now Tito is not fully there to be able to give you 90 minutes. If you can get through this match on Sunday, you've got another international break coming up. You don't play the Eastern Conference Final until the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So, man, if you can get through this and get everyone healthy through the break and get Almiron up to 100% and Villalba up to 100%, then you're feeling really, really good about your chances going into the Eastern Conference Final.
By the way, would Brad get called up for that game with Italy? We got a friendly coming
up. He did get called
up,
yes.
Oh, so he's all right. So does that bother you?
I don't like it. There's nothing you can do about it, unfortunately. Right. The international window is there for a reason. I think MLS probably needs to do a little bit better job at scheduling its postseason around that. But the only way you can do that is to start the regular season earlier, and that's a tough ask. I mean, do you want to be starting the regular season right after the Super Bowl? I definitely understand the owner's concerns about all that. The only thing I would say, Mike, is if Columbus takes care of their business on Sunday and they advance to the Eastern Conference final, they also have two players called up, Will Trapp and Zach Steffen. So,
and they play after us, by the way. Yeah, we're on it. Yeah. They're at 7:30.
They're at 7:30. So if we end up playing Columbus in the conference final, it would be even, Steven. They would lose a midfielder and a goalkeeper. Atlanta United would lose a midfielder and a goalkeeper.
All right.
Mike Conti, great job as always. It's just exciting, man, to see what's going to happen on Sunday. Again, guys, 5:30 is the kick here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And who brings you this segment, Mike Conti?
I was just going to say, Carl, I would be remiss to tell you this segment, as always, is brought to you by the fine folks at Associated Credit Union, the way banking should be.